We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Gimel and Beis V'Boy Yisema. It's said in the Braisa that the Machmas Ha'oynes Mutter. If it's Ha'oynes, then it's Mutter even on Monday. You're allowed to get married on Monday. V'Shein Lo Yichnois, V'Machmas Ha'oynes Mutter. Exactly what Oynes are we talking about, the Gemara discussed. Now, when Gemara has another Mahalach. V'Boy Yisema, my Machmas Ha'oynes, Kiritayim, learn to the Braisa. Someone was ready to get married. A husband and wife ready to get married. They were planning to get married on Wednesday, like the Karnas Chum. And a tragedy happened. They already baked the bread, and they already shechted the meat. And the wine was watered down, which means if you leave it too long, it's going to get ruined. And on Monday, his father, the chasen's father, or the mother of the kala died. So here, if you wait till Wednesday, the problem is that they're going to be in Avela, so they can't do the chasana. To wait till next week after Shiva, all the food will be ruined because it's pitoy afoy, everything's baked already and shechted, the meat in the refrigerators will get ruined. Everything will get ruined if you wait till next week, Monday, after the Shiva. And if you say, okay, well, you know, well, they'll do it again, the problem is that who supports the chasan for the chasana? The father of the chasan. Who takes care of the kala? The mother. And they're both not alive anymore. So what do you do in such a case? So what you do is... This happened on a Monday, yeah. So what do you do in such a case? You do it in such a case, you make the chasana immediately right then and there. Machnisim es hameis lecheder, you put the mace to the side, out of the way. Vesachosim es hakala lechuppah, bring the chasana and kala into the chuppah. Uboil bilas mitzvah, and you do the bilas mitzvah. Upairish, then they separate, because the maisa, they're still in aninos, or because of dam basulam, taisa zazad. Venoyek shivis mea mishto, then they keep sheva brachas. Because now the regal started once they get married, so there you may have regal. It's like yontif for them, and by yontif there's no avelus. So they start the shivis mei mishta. There's no avelus, even though they can't do. Even though it's the mei regal, but the halacha is dvarim shebetzina. You cannot do dvarim shebetzina means like tashmish is also because anything that doesn't disturb the regal in vahesia in the rabbim in front of everyone is then that's now that has to be kept. So you have to keep Dvarim Shebetzina. Anything that's Dvarim Shebetzina has to be kept in the Yimei HaMishta, but there's no Avelus. And then, V'achach no Yishuvah Yimei Avelus, and afterwards you start Shiva. Because here, the Yimei HaRegel started first. So, if this happened after, if this, there's no tzad over here that you first bury the mace, and then do the Bilas Mitzvah, because once the Avelus starts, either from when the mace leaves the house, or from when you bury the mace. Once the Avela starts, then they would not allow the Bias Mitzvah. And they would not allow the Chasana. But here, since it's Aninos is more Kuladik, and it's also not allowed. Hasra is also for Oinen, like you see, that's also for Oinen. But here, for the Bias Mitzvah, they allowed it. And they allowed, what happened is, they allowed it to be Chal first, the Shiva Simei Mishta, and then, after the 7 days of Sheva Brachos, they'll start the Shiva of Shiva Simei Avelus. V'chol Oysen Ayamim, all the days of Sheva Brachos, and obviously, all the days of Sheva Brachos, Cholos of Yomim, it's spelled again, and also the days also of Avelus, like Rashi speaks out, all those days, Hu Yashon Bein Ahanashim, he sleeps between the men, but he Yashon Bein Ahanashim, and she sleeps with the ladies, which means they can't be Miyachet together, because they're worried they're going to have Tashmish again, so they cannot be Miyachet together. Even though they had Tashmish once, still, they cannot be Miyachet, can't have Yichud, they have to have Shemrim. It sounds like from the Gemara, it needs two shayimrim, who yashu ben hanashim, v'hi yashu ben hanashim. They both have to sleep with other men and other ladies, and they don't sleep together. Ve'im moinim tachshitim v'nakal kol shayishim yayim. And we don't take, even though she's in the middle of shayishim, we still allow her to wear makeup and other things like that. Shleiteskana al bailo. V'dafka aviv shal chasan o ima shal kala. Dafka, if the one who died was the father of the chasan or the mother of the kala. The leke ina shatarach lehu. There's no one else who could take care of the chasana. Aval ipchaloi. But if the father of the kala died or the mother of the chasan, then even though the food would get ruined, we would let the food get ruined and we have someone else to redo the chasana. So it has to have two things in order that to have this hetter. First of all, that the one who died was the one who gets the chasana ready, and the food will get ruined. Then the halacha is, they're allowed to do the chasana first, and push off the avelus, push off the burial, until after the Bias Mitzvah, and then, once the Bias Mitzvah happens, it starts the regal, starts the yomtiv, and then you'll have Shiva Yimei Mishnah first, and then Shiva Yimei Avelus.
So the
chasana's father, and then like the tachshitim go to the kala's mother. Shaktu Chacham, what the Chacham is based on.
We're talking about the father. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, the family, yeah, that was part of the family. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Shaktu Gemara, Omar Raf Ramba Papa, Omar Raf Chisto, Loi Shonu El Shonosan Mayim Agavi Basa. The only time is a problem if they put water on the basa, because that makes it get spoiled quicker. They didn't rinse it with water yet, the basar, after Shechita. Ms. Davin, you still can sell it. You still can sell it if it won't be a loss. Like we said, you have to have two things in order to have his heter. There has to be, first of all, the one who takes care of the chasna died, and the food has to be a loss. But the mice, if you didn't put water yet on the basar, you still can sell it, because people still buy it. You know, people still buy it. Even people still buy without water. But if you want to put water on it, that already people won't buy it anymore. Amar Rava. Rava says, if it's in a big city with a lot of people and a lot of buyers, even if you put water on the basa, you'll get sold because there's so many people, someone will buy it. And Rav Papa says the opposite. Amar Papa, a kfar, a small city, a small little derfel, a little town, no one's ever going to buy so much basa anyway, so either way it'd be a loss. So said, what's he talking about? We said in a big city, all meat is sold. In a small city, no meat is sold. So Amrav asked you, the mafka mekrach, umafka mekvar. It's like the city of Masa Machasya, it's in between. It's a little bigger than a town, but it's a little smaller than a city. There, it depends. If you put water on it, then it's not sold anymore. But if you didn't put water on it, then it will be sold. Now, Tosfos speaks out, Divrei Maaseh Kegoyim. He says, Akasha, Tema, Rav Chisda, why is he doichik to say the case of Nosan Agabi Basar? Just Nosan Agabi Basar, just say Bekfar, and it's always a loss. Like, why is he so interested in Leil Shanu? Ella, Shinosan Mayim Agabi Basar. It's only Masa Machasya. It's like, Tosfos, most cities like Masa Machasya. Roiv cities are in betweens. The Roiv cities are not a huge city, are not New York City, and Roiv cities are not Mountaindale. So there's always in between cities. Most cities are in between cities, and therefore that's why Rav Chisda says halacha. And the Marx brings a brisa right to Rav Chisda. Now, why is it called Bilas Mitzvah? So Tosfos speaks out, Bilas Mitzvah it's called because Zog Tosfos, Bilas Mitzvah, currently Bilas Mitzvah from Chsiv. It says in the Pasuk, Ki Boyalayich Oisayich. The Boyalayich makes her into a person. Ein Isha Kares Brisa, Lamisha Oisa Oisa Kli. Makes her into a Kli. Vaidei Kach Midbak Ba. So it's called a Bon de Peririvya. Lachar Lil Bias Rishon Bias Mitzvah. It's called Mitzvah because the husband makes her, creates her, and that's why that's the Mitzvah. That's what Taisha speaks out. Dr. Moravai, the Taika Vaseri Dervachista. Harei Shoya Pitoy Afuya. If the bread of the chasen was baked with tofker tevuach and the behemoth was shechted with yenoi mazug and the wine was already watered, the nosan mayim gavi basa. This is the writer of Chisda. It said they put water on top of the basa. Omeis over shel chasen even shel kala machnisim es ameis lecheder. You put the meis to the side. Ves a chasen as a kala chuppah. You bring the chasen and kala into the chuppah. Uboil bilas mitzvah uparish. You do a bilas mitzvah and then a parish. Benoyag shivis mei mishta. And the noyeg shivis mei mishtav, achak noyeg shivis mei avelis. And afterwards, shivis mei avelis. V'chol oysen yom, all those days, there's the ister yichur, hu yashav v'nei anashim, ister yashav v'nei anashim. And now adds on the braisa, v'chein misha pirsa ister nida. The same thing happens if a isha became a nida right after they got married. Hu yashav v'nei anashim. He will have to sleep with the men, v'hi nashav v'nei anashim, and she will sleep with the ladies, and they can't have yichud. And we'll see what we're talking about exactly. It sounds like the same case like Avelis. After one bia, if she comes a nida, they also seem to sleep in the same room. And you don't, the kala does not refrain from putting on makeup and tachshitim all 30 days of shloshim, because shlitaskana al baila, she shouldn't come discussing on a new husband. And benkach or benkach, lo yivol erev Shabbos or mitzvah Shabbos. Either way, a Chas and the Kala should not have the first bia, not an Erev Shabbos, and not a Mitzvah Shabbos, and the Gemara will discuss why later on. Zog to Gemara. First Gemara will discuss this thing that we said about that he who yashan bein ha'anashim, he yashan bein ha'anashim. Amar. Hu yashan bein ha'anashim, he yashan bein ha'anashim. We're talking about a chasin, and we said also a nida also that way, that a chasin after the first bia, he has to be a pirish, and there's an issi yichud also. So, Rav Yechanan, Rav Yechanan, Afi Pisha Amru Ein Avelos B'Moyed, What we're warning is, what we're asking here, why do you have to be a Pirish? Once you had a Bios Mitzvah, became now a Yom Tif, the Shuvah Simei HaMishtah, and the Chayra is no Avelis, no Shuvah Simei HaMishtah. It says that Avelis only starts afterwards. So Rabbi Yechanan says, even though in Avelis Moyed, for example, on Yom Tif or on Shabbos, Aval Dvarim Shal Tzina Noyeg, but the Dvarim Shal Tzina are Noyeg. That means anything that's not out there by Rabbim, Rashi says, she'ein nikr l'briya shu oval b'kach. If it's not nikr l'briya, it's that he's an oval, then those things are awesome. And one of those things that are also Tashra Mita. So you see klar from this brice like that, because it says, you have to be pirish for the Yeshiva Simei Mishta. Why? L'chari it's a regal, Teretz is, Dvarim Shiva Tzina is also. And this is a ride that we pass like this. Tosfos on the bottom brings down, really it's machlokes in Maseches Moed Katan, if Tashma Mita is also a Shabbos in the middle of Shiva, and it's a machlokes to Rav Shmuel, Rav Yechanan. Here we see, we pass Rav Yechanan. This is Negeya, this halacha is a very Negeya. For Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, it's Negeya, those halachas, the Dvarim Shiva Tzina on Shabbos. So Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos is Negeya, this halacha, it's Negeya, even though Hashem, someone's not an oval, but it could be Negeya on Tisha B'Av. Dorish, if it's Chal on Shabbos. Dorish Rav Yaisi, the Rav Shmei, the Rav. Loi Shonu El Shloi Ba'al. He said a man like this. This whole halacha, there's an Issa Yichud, is only if they didn't have a beer yet. Aval Ba'al, if they had a beer ready, Ishto Yishonu Imai. Ishto is let us sleep with him. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? We just said first not like that. V'ahacha, the Ba'al Askinim, it comes to Yashem Ayanashim, Yashem Ayanashim. It says clearly by Aval here, that even though you did a beer ready, it's still Asa. So why are you saying, the Memra is saying like this, this whole Issa is only if they never had a beer yet. So then it's talk of Yitzre. He's talk of Yitzri, he has strong Yitzhara. But if they had a beer ready, it's Mutta. What do you mean? It said clearly that if you have beer ready, you have to be Pirish. And there's an Issa Yichud. V'hachabal Askim, telling you who Yashon Bein HaNashim, V'hi Yashena Bein HaNashim. And for the Gemara, Ki Komar, Apirsa Ishtay Nida. It's going to Apirsa Ishtay Nida. It said in the Braisa that by Ishtay Nida becomes Nida also, that he can't sleep with her. There's an Issa Yichud. So we're saying on that, that's only if Loi Baal. But if Baal, so then it's a different halacha. For the Gemara, HaVechein Ketani. It says V'chein. It's the same halacha like Avelus. Is neither. And by Avelis, we said, even after one beer, still you have to the Issa Yichud. HaVechein Ketani. And for the Gemara, HaChakama. V'chein, Misha Pirsa Ishtay Nida. V'loi Baal, Hu Yashav Yanashim, Ishtay Shayna Yanashim. Which means that V'chein is going on the halacha of the Issa Yichud. We're saying, just like the Issa Yichud by Avelis, even after one beer, the same too, is the Issa Yichud when it comes to Ishtay Nida before the first beer. That's what V'chein is going on. Going on the Isser of Yichud.